Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our fall equinox meditation for 2022, and we're going to have more on that from Brigitte here in a couple minutes. As you know, due to the ongoing global circumstances we've had for the past few years now, we've been offering our show primarily here once or twice a month in place of the normal in-person events we usually would hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the road, our in-person events and expos, please feel free to sign up for a monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, which is www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we normally email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded this show. So with that, I'd like to give out the website info. And again, to find out more about Brigitte and her services, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. There on my website, you can find my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and links to both this radio show and some of the ones we've done on Voice America a few years back. So with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Equinox St. Germain radio show. I'm so grateful to connect with all of you again. What a time, what a year. We've been now three quarters of the year, which is hard to believe because this year, regardless of how intense it was, felt like a blink of an eye. And here we are now in the midst of the equinox, getting ready for a new moon, all these unique planetary alignments that we're having with quite a few planets in retrograde. I know Uranus is in retrograde, Mercury, and it really is shaking us up to the core. I don't know if you felt it, but last weekend with the full moon and Mercury going retrograde, it felt that we reached new layers of deep inner transformation. Some, as Lady Di, for example, the Queen of England transitioned into the higher realms, and others too, that I know, a very good friend of mine in Harrisburg, she transitioned as well. So that for me always is a sign that the whales are thinner, choices are made, times for new beginnings, endings and new beginnings, as uncomfortable as it can be. And I noticed that many of us are really asked to go even deeper right now in this time, deeper within ourselves, asking ourselves what truly is within our heart. What do we feel? What do we desire? What does desire even mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to someone outside of yourself? And have you compromised too much to make the outside world happy? So many questions about who am I, why am I here, and what is my purpose here? And it's not even so much that I found, because I get this question asked a lot, you know, what is my purpose? I find in all the studies that I've made, the idea about the purpose is not even so much about a purpose that is given to you, but a purpose that feels in alignment with your heart and your divine I am. When you do something that makes you feel happy, that makes you feel expanded and open and gives you that sense of freedom and joy, that defines the best way to live your purpose. And sometimes your purpose can be as simple as smiling at everybody and empowering those around you who are in a dark place to maybe see a smile that can pull them out of the darkness. So there are many ways to fulfill your purpose, to live your purpose, to bring heaven to earth. And these times right now feel like you're asked once again to even go deeper, to look further into your shadow sides, to bring more of your divine gifts to the surface, to forgive more of the past, to embrace more parts of yourself that you've rejected up to this point, and really at the core to say yes to yourself. And the equinox is a very powerful part of that. At the time of the equinox, when day and night are equal, we really come to this place of balancing all opposing forces. We really look at our own life and notice where there's an imbalance and what needs to be done to create balance on all levels of our existence. Now, you will find, or at least for myself, I find that love is the driving force that brings about balance. So what has happened in the last few weeks is a journey within ourselves to see where love was lacking, where we didn't have the courage to open ourselves up to that divine partnership that we choose to bring to us at this time, or where we were afraid of the consequences or the price it would cost us to open up, to change our life around, to maybe retire, to maybe pull back a little bit more from the outer world and to nurture and take care of our own selves. And isn't it amazing how many excuses we can find within our mind, within our heart, to postpone certain decisions out of fear that those decisions might backfire or might be the wrong decision? But the hierarchy of light always reminds us that if necessary, we can choose and again and make a different choice and redirect our lives according to our heart. So again, this is the time of the equinox. Not only is it the time of the equinox, but it is the time of the fall equinox, at least in the northern hemisphere. I'm kind of envious of the people in the southern hemisphere that can celebrate the spring equinox and get ready for summer. We are getting ready up here for winter. And for some of us, that brings up a little bit of fear or discomfort or the idea of the cold again or the idea of limitations or situations that you might have difficulties dealing with. And so it is at the time of the fall equinox that we are facing parts of the darkness in a new way. So it does take a new light within ourselves to balance the darkness within and around ourselves and merge it through the power of love and to sacred union. So as every year, Saint Germain at the time of the equinox is going to come through to you to take you on an inner journey and to assist you in this process, the process of balancing, the process of embodying the equal arm cross and what that even means. And what does it mean to you to balance the light and the darkness, love and fear, joy and despair? You know, these are all words, but what does it mean to you? So with that, I'm going to step back and we are going to play an opening piece from Mike Snyder's beautifully channeled music. And then Saint Germain is going to come through and we'll speak to you directly. And at that moment, I will just fall into the background and just let him speak. Now, I know some of you are used to calling in at the end and asking questions. We have stepped away from that for a little bit just because of the purity of what's coming through. That focus is really only on that, what Saint Germain has to share with everyone. At some point, I will create a radio show specifically for questions and answers, just not at this time. And we really appreciate your understanding and your cooperation with that. All right, so close your eyes. Just feel your spirit guides surrounding you. Feel your heart opening up. Put your hands, palms up on your lap. Close your eyes and get ready to receive. Just receive support. Greetings, my dear friends and beloved light bearers. I am Saint Germain, and I come to you with so much love and compassion and divine empowerment at the time of the fall equinox of 2022. And for some of you who are listening to this, it might be the spring equinox, but it is a time of change. And as you all know, I work with the violet flame, which is all about change. It is also all about bringing opposing forces together through the power of love and the power of holding space to work, to let spirit work with you and through you, to bring about much necessary change. And so all of you are going continuously through much necessary change. And even though it might feel uncomfortable at times, intense, more often than not, you will find that this purging you're continuously going through is leading you to a whole new expression of your own self. You're letting go of layers and layers of not only your own past, but the past of humanity in general. And that is not an easy task. You've chosen to come here at a time on Earth where it was crucial for you to be vigilant, strong, and committed, to not lose track of the path of enlightenment. To not let yourself be seduced by the voices of fear and separation, but to continue to maintain trust and faith within your own self and to your divine I Am and into your connection to God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. And at the time of the equinox, it becomes even more important to connect with this divine essence within yourself, as it is that source, that power, that essence that helps you maintain balance, alignment, and inner centeredness in the midst of all the global changes that are occurring on Earth. Now, any kind of event on Earth that is based on the stars and the planets and the alignment of the Earth within the stars and planets, it's very much a galactic event. So what you're experiencing at the time of an equinox is a cosmic galactic event. And so you will find that many of the galactic masters right now are watching very closely over you. Your brethren from your tribes, from your heritage of the cosmic realm, they work with you and through you to assist in bringing illumination to this earth. Because this earth plays a very important role in the balance of this universe. And this universe plays a very important role in the balance of all the universes, the omniverse, and so on and so on. As the microcosm, so the macrocosm, everything is interconnected. And so even so you might feel sometimes like a tiny little speck within all that is, you are a key ingredient to maintain the whole form of creation, all of existence in balance. And so I ask you now to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, to focus on your heart within, to focus on that center within. Just like Polaris in the heavens is centered and everything seems to be moving around it, your heart is the center of your own self. And you will find that everything in you and in your life is moving around your heart vibration. If you're in a place of love, the outer responds to that and is in a place of love with you. If you're in a place of fear, then the outer world responds to that too, and you have experiences of separation and fear. So take a deep breath in and out. With every out breath, let go of the outer world. Let go of everything around you and just focus on your heartbeat. Focus on the movement of your in-breath and out-breath as it feeds the oxygen through your blood into every part of your body and releases that what no longer serves you. And the heart is the force that makes this happen. So feel the beating of the heart. Feel that rhythm. That is the rhythm of creation. It is the rhythm of life. It is the rhythm that is within all of existence. Day, night, love, fear, ebb, flow. It is that movement that is for you to embrace with love, to not fear it, to not judge it, to not look upon limitations as a form of punishment, but see it more as a focused energy that allows you to hone in on your own true divine gifts. The darkness gives the light the opportunity to shine in its true colors. You wouldn't be able to see that if everything was light. But in the heart, everything is love. And so sometimes there's a little bit of a confusion if you talk about choosing only light and no darkness. That's not really what the path of enlightenment is all about. The path of enlightenment is about choosing love. Love is the key ingredient for you to choose. So again, use your in-breath and out-breath to focus on your heart. Focus on that inner portal that connects you not only to your soul and your divine I am, but it connects you to all of creation. It is your own inner star portal. And so envision your consciousness falling deeper into your heart center, following the magnetic pull of your cosmic part that is calling to you, that is calling you out at this time of the equinox to expand your consciousness, to get ready to cross another threshold that allows you to merge with your cosmic self in a new way. Because when there is balance, when the light and the darkness come together in perfect harmony, a portal opens up, great change to manifest. And so feel that within you, that opening that gets created at the time of the equinox. The beginning might feel like a tiny little crack within your heart. But as you breathe in and out, that crack, that little opening stretches out further and further, allowing you to see a path of light that is calling for you to step on. And as you move along this path of light, as you leave your body for a moment behind, as you leave all of your Earth existence for a moment behind, and move forward in your beautiful, radiant light body, you will find that there is a relief. There is a sense of releasing responsibilities, releasing a heavy suit that you've been wearing, and truly stepping out as your liberated self. And so as you move along the path of light, you are drawn to look back on the earth and to see that place where the night meets the day and the day meets the night. There's a line, a very fine line. And that line is also within you. The light and the darkness is also within you. But there's something else that you can feel within you. Your antakarana, your inner light, that path, that column of light within you that is reaching far beyond you into the higher spheres. And so you feel centered. You feel at peace, even though you know that within you there are all aspects of creation. You yourself now become the middle pillar of awareness and choice. You've emptied yourself enough to stand aware of who you are and who you choose to be. And greeting you now is one of your galactic spirit guides that is coming towards you. For everyone, it will be someone else. And that is reaching out to you to take you simply out into the universe. to let yourself feel what it's like to float in empty space, no structure, nothing to hold you, and yet you are being held. Emptiness is not nothingness. There's always something that is holding you, that is cradling you, that is nurturing you, if you just allow your senses to pick up on this. And so as this galactic master is holding your hand, as both of you together are floating in space, witnessing galaxies and stars being born and stars dying, and simply floating along, no direction, no aim, just being in space, you can feel something awaken within you, that beautiful illuminated cross within you, and simply allow it to activate every cell of your body as you hold the hand of the Galactic Master and as you allow yourself to dissolve into the vastness of creation, into all-encompassing love, into the grace of all that is. And even so, this vastness that you're part of now feels so peaceful, pure love. Something within you steers. It's in that illuminated cross, there's movement. And you begin to break apart into a billion little particles. Each particle moving around and rubbing on each other, bringing back memories of lifetimes on other planets, lifetimes as a crystal, lifetimes as a plant, lifetimes as an animal. And you can feel this movement, this force that knows that it's time for you to once again become form. And you can feel the fire burning from within and the air seeking to expand from within outside. You can feel the water element almost drowning you, whereas the earth element feels too rigid for you. And yet it also gives you a sense of anchor. The earth element anchors you. And so the earth element is now calling you down, calling you back to planet Earth, calling you back to that blue jewel that you've chosen to incarnate on, because you remember the importance of this planet, the importance of bringing all of your light, all of your wisdom, all of your love, all of your divine empowerment that you've experienced in other lifetimes to this sacred planet. And it calls you into her heart. And as you're pulled energetically into the heart of Gaia, it greets you at this time of the equinox. She greets you at this time of change. She greets you in the knowing how important the choices you make now are, not only for your own self, but for the benefit of all living beings on Earth. You choosing love, you choosing freedom, you choosing forgiveness of self and therefore of others. Your choices hold tremendous power. They bring change. They bring balance. They bring harmony. Even though there might be temporary chaos or an imbalance, it's only the pre-stage to a newfound balance, a newfound place of existence. It is part of creation. Something has to be shaken up for new choices to be made, for new directions to be taken. So don't fret, don't be upset if your life has been in an uproar of some form or way. There is purpose in that. Feel the gratitude of Lady Gaia as she's now reaching out, touching your heart, connecting with you on such a deep level that only a mother could have for her child. Because you've chosen to incarnate on Earth, you are part of her creation, part of her children. She watches over you. She loves you. And she wants you to succeed. She also wants you to acknowledge how far you've come, how far you have come. Feel her love filling you up, giving you the nectar, the elixir of life. Yes, you might have lost people that you loved. Yes, you might have had physical changes that temporarily limited you. Or yes, you might have lost a home or are not sure which way to go, but she will anchor you. She will be your guiding star because she knows of your importance. And so at this equinox, at this time of equilibrium, be in balance with Mother Earth, with Gaia. Feel yourself the extension of her that you are. The words you speak are her words. The actions you take are her actions. The kindness that you share with someone next to you or around you is her kindness. Find in the days ahead time to celebrate your connection to Earth and Gaia. Small little rituals while you walk in nature. Simple acts of gratitude that connect you to Mother Earth. Sometimes it's as simple as to stop and to listen. Listen to the birds. Listen to the wind in the trees. Instead of judging the wind or feeling the discomfort of the wind, understand wind is necessary for movement, for the old branches to break off so new branches can grow. So don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to lose part of yourself, because they are going to be replaced with something more in alignment with your heart. You are watched over not only by Mother Earth, but also by Father Sky. You are an aspect of all of creation. Feel that now that you are also a part of this universe, a part of stars and planets and many, many galactic tribes. You bring all of that together here on Earth to assist in the awakening of a new consciousness. I invite you, do one small little act of kindness for Gaia, for Earth. It can be as simple as putting your hand on the ground or on a tree and to send love. She can feel that and she will respond. She will send love back to you in the most unusual ways that you never expected. Allow the synergy between you and Gaia to grow as it is needed, especially for the upcoming months. There's great strength that she can give you. And even when the days seem dark and cold, you can feel the warmth of her heart guiding you, supporting you, nurturing you, so that you don't have to be in pain, but you can be in joy. You can dance and you can celebrate with her the true essence of life. Now let your physical body call you back. We know that was a little bit of an unusual equinox journey, but the trees are now changing their colors. The leaves are changing their colors, I should say. Let change take you where you need to be. Don't be afraid of it. Flow with the changes. You're safe, you're loved, and you're supported in all of what is happening now. Bring yourself back to your body. Feel your connection to the earth. Feel the equal-armed cross of light illuminated within you like a compass, ensuring that you always know which way to go. And now that you're loved, we want you to just stay for a moment in this energy. Feel your connection to the earth while being in your physical self. To no longer feel it as a weight, but part of what allows you to feel earth and earth life in a very unique way. We're going to play a piece of music now to really allow you to expand your consciousness and feel the love that not only Gaia has for you, but the love that you really have for Earth. Let both of your loves intermingle and go out in waves at this time of the equinox to all those that have forgotten what this love is all about. Do this now. We thank you for doing that. Now allow your consciousness to come back to the surface. Feel your feet on the ground. Move your hands, move your fingers, move your body. And simply remember that you are love. Just remind yourself of the I am statements. I am love. I am divine grace. I am the embodiment of the Christ consciousness in physical form. Know that my love is with you always. Change should never be feared. Change is the only true tool of transformation that allows you to move from one form of existence to the next. Continue on your path. You will find there are many, many moments of joy awaiting you. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain. And my love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
Great show, Brigitte and Saint Germain.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful. I'm so glad to have done this for the Equinox. And everything that I can witness from my friends and family and everybody around me, it seems to be a rather intense time once again. So my love goes out to all of you. They are to stay tuned. There will be certainly more Saint Germain radio shows with different events. There's the 11/11 Gateway coming up, the winter solstice. And then 2023 is right around the corner with the comic board as usual. We're definitely going to do that, right, Mike? What else is lined up for 2023 already?
Well, we had just attended the Spiritual Holistic Expo over in Allentown, PA this past weekend. Now, usually we're set up in the spring over there. For the fall, we were just attending, but that was Wonderful experience. We, Brigitte and I and some friends got some really great sessions there. So you can always take a look on the internet for that, for the Allentown, Pennsylvania Spiritual Holistic Expo.
Yeah, that's the third weekend in May usually of 2023.
And then our friends Karen and Matt have the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo. That's in Edison, New Jersey every year. That's coming up March 3rd to 5th, 2023. If any of you out there have offerings that you have, like you do some healing work or you have any kind of spiritual holistic products for sale and things like that where you'd be interested in a booth, you can go to heartofonenessholisticexpo.com to get in contact with them. Otherwise, you're going to have a wonderful expo that spans 3 days in Edison, New Jersey. So it's a great thing to attend. And, you know, we'll announce it again closer to that time, you know, come in the winter time. But, yeah, that's just a few of the things that will be coming up over the next 6 months or so. But besides that, you know, we're sticking with the radio show, and there may be times where we start to do in-person stuff in our center in New Jersey, but right now we're sticking with the radio show, and it seems to be working the best at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we are just really observing how this winter is going to go, and then maybe by spring we can start offering events again out of Clinton. So we'll just go with the flow. We'll just take one moment at a time. And, oh my God, we are almost at the end of the year already. I'm sure the next few months will just go as quickly as the first 9 months of the year. So before we know it, it's going to be 2023. So meanwhile, stay tuned. We are putting information out on Facebook, too, of upcoming events. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, go to my website at lightbridge101.com. And stay connected and love you all. And thank you so much for listening to the Sanctimain Radio Show as usual.
Okay. Take care and blessings, everyone.
Peace out. Bye.